8.3 The Changing Face of Beauty.
Now, today's lecture is the fourth in our series of lectures on the changing face of beauty. This week, I'll look at beauty in the modern world. Of course, remember also that I'm not just referring to female beauty, but concepts of male beauty too. Certainly, images of beautiful women or men are all around us. You can find them in fashion magazines, on TV, in movies. We all know what beautiful people look like, even if we are not beautiful ourselves. Yet, even in the modern world, what we see as beautiful is constantly changing. In the 1890s, the actress Lillian Russell was called the most beautiful woman in the world. She was 165 pounds, that is 75 kilos. In 1967, the fashion model Twiggy was seen as the perfection of beauty, and she weighed just 91 pounds, which is 41 kilos. A big change in our perception of beauty in quite a short time. In the desire to be perfect, many people decide to change their appearance through surgery. Cosmetic surgery, which started as long ago as 1910, aims to improve our physical appearance. Then it was an expensive luxury. Now it's almost routine. Men who want more hair can have hair transplants or pec implants for a more masculine chest. Women have facelifts or tummy tucks to remove fat. The problem is not the size of your stomach or the amount of hair on your head. The problem is that today, more than in any other time in history, we choose to identify ourselves by our appearance. We all want to be beautiful because we all think beautiful people lead better lives. Another common way we try to change our appearance is by dieting. Do you sometimes worry about your weight? Many people do. In 1950, diet products were worth $100 million a year. Today, the diet industry is worth over $50 billion a year.